This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. President Donald Trump says that Guatemala is signing an agreement to restrict asylum applications to the U.S. from Central America. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
President Trump says this agreement sends a clear message to human smugglers and traffickers.
Your day is over, and we're investing in the future of Guatemala.
This requires migrants, including Salvadorans and Hondurans, who cross into Guatemala on their way to the U.S. to apply for protections in Guatemala instead of at the U.S. border.
We'll protect the rights of those with legitimate claims, and we'll end the widespread abuse of the system and the crippling crisis on our border.
The president says this could be done much easier if there was cooperation from Democrats.
We have absolutely no cooperation.
President Trump threatened to place tariffs on Guatemala if it didn't reach a deal. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The U.S. Supreme Court on Friday handed President Trump a victory by letting his administration redirect $2.5 billion in money approved by Congress for the Pentagon to help build his promised wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. AP's Jackie Quinn.
The Supreme Court announced the White House can go forward with plans to use military funds for the wall, and it will lift a freeze on $2.5 billion that was put in place by a lower court in May. This ruling means the Trump administration can tap the funds and begin work on four contracts that it's already awarded. Four of the court's liberal justices were against the start of construction, set to begin to replace existing sections of barrier in Arizona, California, and New Mexico with more robust fencing. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The number of U.S. military personnel taken into custody in connection with an alleged human smuggling operation in Southern California is now 18. That is up from 16. The initial statement from Marine Corps said another 8 Marines had been taken in for questioning on unrelated drug allegations. This is VOA News. Protesters in Hong Kong vowed to take to the streets on Saturday in the town of Yuen Long, despite the threat of violence by gangs and a police ban on the demonstration. Police say demonstrators will be breaking the law if they march. White-shirted suspected triad gangsters attacked protesters and commuters at a train station there last weekend. And sparked by a non-suspended extradition bill, the activist demands have since expanded to encompass calls for direct election of leaders and an investigation into alleged excessive use of force by police. Tough and Battle Chief Executive Carrie Lam has called the extradition bill dead. Protesters continue to demand its full withdrawal. American consumers sharply stepped up their spending in the last quarter, but the economy slowed down nonetheless. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The economy grew at a 2.1% annual rate from April to June, down a full point from the first quarter, due in part to a growing trade deficit. Most analysts think it could slow through the rest of the year, and the Fed's expected to cut interest rates next week for the first time in a decade. President Trump and top White House economist Larry Kudlow have been touting 3% growth and are blaming Fed rate hikes for slower growth.
In some sense, it's a miracle we've done as well as we've done.
But House Speaker Nancy Pelosi blames what she calls the president's tax cuts scam.
It hasn't produced the revenue.
Analysts say the tax cuts' benefits are largely played out. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Bahrain executed early Saturday 3 people convicted in 2 separate cases. In 1 case of terrorism and killing a police officer, the second is related to the killing of a mosque imam, the public prosecutor said on its Twitter account. An earthquake and an aftershock struck islands off the north of the Philippines Saturday. That killed 6 people and injured 8 others, according to the National Disaster Agency. An initial quake of magnitude 5.4 was followed shortly by an aftershock of 5.9. That's according to Philippine government data in the islands. And again, protesters in Hong Kong vowing to take to the streets on Saturday, defying police orders after a threat of gang violence and police bans. Demonstrators will be breaking the law if they march, according to police there. White-shirted suspected triad gangsters attacked protesters and commuters at a station last weekend. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.